Blog Talk Radio.
Think you may need all of mine. Hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it all. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine. But
we try that we could be somewhere.
Trying to get an applause going, but it's not working. It's all good. I'll applaud myself. Well, you all had a beautiful Sunday. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my king and co-host, Chris Enlighten. Chris, say what's up to the family.
What's good, family? Peace, peace. Hola, konnichiwa. Aloha, family. Thanks for tuning in for our first show with Twin Flame Radio.
Yeah.
You all just made history.
Yes, you did. So, Hello, family. Today's show, our very first show again, we're going to be talking about tips to a healthy and balanced relationship. Now, we kind of consider ourselves to be an authority on relationships. Why would you say that, Chris?
Me personally, after 22 years of having successful, fun-loving relationship, I feel as if we are an authority. Those who know us know it.
Yes, that's what's up. So what we've done is we basically put together, you know, our own little tips of what a healthy and a balanced relationship consists of. Like Chris said, we've been together 22 years. We have a daughter who's going to be turning 20 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a little bit to offer to the family, you know, some things on how to, you know, love yourself, love somebody else, or, you know, find love, keep love.
Mm-hmm.
The objective is love.
That's it. That's the bottom line. If you don't have anyone to love, titillate yourself.
Mm-hmm. I just want to say that I'm so pleased with the turnout that we got. We are so excited to be here with you guys. So happy to finally be able to do this with you. This is something that Chris and I have been wanting to do for a while. Spirit wasn't ready for us to do it when we planned on doing it, but we're here today, so the time is right, and we're about to get it cracking.
And the phone lines are lit up. I'm like, this is day one. We already got 20 people out there. The love is real.
The love is real. Oh, my gosh. How's the chat line going?
Chat line's going good. We got Sis Adrian over there doing her thing, showing a bunch of love all up in the chat line. So, man, shout out to Adrian.
Hey, All right, so we hope everyone can hear us and everything is sounding good so far. Hope that you like that intro song. But let's get to this list, Chris. Let's get it going.
Sounds good.
All right, so we started out with number one. Build a friendship and a partnership. What do you guys say about that, Chris?
Well, to me, to have a successful relationship, I think you need to be friends. You know, me and Divine, we were good friends for 3 years before she couldn't take it anymore and just had to have them. I mean, that's real. It goes both ways.
I'll let you have that one.
All right. But every relationship should start out with a good friendship. What I used to do, I used to always tell Divine, like, do you see us together forever? I see us being together for at least 10, 20 more years. You see that? Her answer was always no in the beginning. But what I was doing, I was putting in her paradigm that we would be together forever. And that's one of the things that I think helped in making it this far. I would say things like, 10 years from now, even if we're not together, we're going to meet up here. Well, we won't tell them. I love you that much, babe. You know, little visualizations letting them know. I was just planting subliminal seeds that I'm here to stay.
Mm-hmm. It worked. Mm-hmm. What I would like to add to that is that, you know, I think that the problem that a lot of people make these days is that they find someone and there's that instant attraction, and then the next thing you know, it's like, I love this person. Let's move in. Let's make babies. Let's, you know, and there's no friendship being formed there. So I think that, you know, one of the first things that you should do is try to become friends with someone. Me and Chris, we started out as friends first. We were friends for how long? Like
About two and a half, three years. Double dated and everything.
Yeah, double dated. I sat with his ugly chick.
I sat with her dirty dude. So it was awesome. I had the ugly chick, she had the dirty dude.
My dudes weren't dirty.
Well, they weren't as clean as I. All
right.
But now I gotta find Divine, and she got a clean dude, so it's all good. What's wrong with this list, babe? All
right. Another thing you want to do is just try to visualize having a future with that person. Like Chris said, he asked me a long time ago, you know, do you see yourself with me? And I was like, boy, no, I don't even see tomorrow. But that was just, you know, the paradigm that I was living in at that time. But if you see yourself building something with someone, you see that this is someone that you can see yourself just being with for a long time, having a family with, introducing to your family, you know. Think about the long haul. Don't just think about, you know, the here and now, what you're getting out of the relationship or what you need to provide to the relationship. Think about the long haul. You want to take over number two?
Well, the second thing on our list is communication. I believe communication is the key. If you don't talk, you don't laugh, you don't talk about your day, things just won't go right. You know, one thing that me and Divine do, the first thing when I get home from work, I discuss my work day, whether it's good or bad. And I also talk about my dreams. In the morning, I leave out before she does. And I don't have time to really talk about my dreams. So I write them down, I discuss my dreams, and she gives me a different enlightened insight than I currently have. So communication is the key. If you don't get out the issues early in a relationship, those issues will haunt you throughout the longevity of your relationships. And then when you can't hold it no more, you're going to pop off and your partner's going to be like, man, you went 10 years without letting me know my breath was stinking. So communication is the key.
Communication is key. another thing I would add to that is, you know, women, we often get tagged as being naggers.
Mm.
I know y'all feel me on this.
Mm-hmm.
Men are quick to call us nagging if we let them know how we feel about something that they're doing that we don't agree on. So the approach that I take with this is if Chris leaves his shoes in front of the door, you know, I'll jokingly make a joke about it, you know, like, yeah, I almost broke my neck over your shoes again. Thanks for that. Looking forward to it. You know, or something along those lines, just to make him conscious of what he's doing without coming across like I have an attitude about it. Even though in my heart I may be mad because I almost
mm-hmm.
broke my neck over them size 12,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm not going to express it in a way where we're just both getting heated and
the
you know,
intent.
Exactly.
Yeah, you always have like a positive intent. No matter how upset you are with what I've done, your intent is positive. It's never like, oh, I'm trying to nag or I'm better than you or any of that. And vice versa is always done with love. That's the secret elixir in the relationship. No matter when it comes to your woman, man, be soft with them. I'm always soft with the man queen. Now, if anything comes into a bubble of happiness that I need to step up and be hurt with, I will. But for the most part, we keep that communication going. And I let her know I got this. And then she usually interjects anyway. But, you know, that's how women do.
Anyway, another good point to add on to communication is just laughing.
Mm.
You know, just laugh every day.
Mm.
You know, Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson always says that the closest way to reach divinity is through laughter, you know, and expressing joy. And me and Chris, we crack up all day, every day.
Mm-hmm.
We're always laughing. If we're not laughing at somebody else, we're laughing at each other. We're laughing at our kids. You know, whatever, but we're having a good time, you know.
You need more joy.
Exactly. So before we move on, family, if you have any questions and feedback, anything you want to add or take away from this, please feel free to raise your hand if you're on the phone line. You do that by hitting the number one. And if you're in the chat line, you can just ask a question right away, and Chris will get with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have a question already.
Oh, we're going to pick up that line. Let me go ahead and hit it. Call it from the 513-917. You have something to say?
I just want to say this is Emma.
And that's my mama right there.
I want to be the first one. I want to be the first one to congratulate you guys on your radio debut. So far, it's interesting, I believe. You know, everything you guys said so far, you got to be funny. Don't nobody want to be with somebody who's mean and mad and nasty all the time.
Mm.
You got to keep it happy and keep it humor. So I agree with that, you guys. Basically, that's all I want to say. Congratulations, and I'm going to keep on listening.
Well, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. And all these jewels you bestowed to me, I'm just sharing with the world.
That's right. That's
that.
Right.
Thank you for calling me.
And I'm glad you and Nikki still together all these years. And just to be together. That's why y'all together.
Hey. thanks again. Everybody give my mom a hand. I don't care if I can't hear you. Give my mom a hand.
Yay.
You have a good one. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Hello.
Bye now.
All right. So thanks for showing the love, Emma. We really, 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 really appreciate that.
She always support her son, man.
Always.
Consistently.
And, you know, I got to say, you know, most women have, like, you know, really bad relationships with their mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never had a problem with Emma. I mean, she's always been cool.
Mm-hmm.
She's always shown me love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
I've never had a problem. I've never raised my voice to my mom. We've never had an argument. The love has been consistent since I came out the womb. I mean, I don't even know if I cried as a baby from what she told me. Man.
Okay. You always know how to go there. All right. Number three. This is very, very, very important, I think, especially for the women. And this is set boundaries. And when we say set boundaries, what I mean by that is you want to make sure that when you're in a relationship with someone, yeah, you want to, you know, bend a little to make them happy and everything. But if you're bending to the point where you're uncomfortable or you're dealing with something that you normally wouldn't deal with just to have a man in your life, or fellas, if you're doing this just to have a woman in your life, you know, you're doing damage to yourself and to the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically what ends up happening is that you're not speaking up for the things that you're not going to stand for. If your spouse likes to go out to the clubs on Saturday night and not come home until Sunday morning, I don't have a problem with that. You know, maybe some people don't, but I don't have a problem with that. But how is your spouse supposed to know that if you don't tell him or her these things up front? This is what I expect from the relationship. This is what I want from the relationship. This is what I'm going to give you in return.
Early on in our relationship, that was like day three, Divine Queen set a boundary. It was like, you play too many video games. When we go out to the movies or we go out to eat, I don't want to spend an hour standing in front of the video game watching you decimate your opponent. So one day she just gave me strong eye contact and told me pretty much, you know what, babe, I love you. I really like you. I'm digging you, but it's either the games or me. And I was like, whoa, there's no question. See, no, it's either the games or me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wow, well, I don't even need no time to think about it. I love games, but the games don't feel like you do, so I guess I'm not my games. So after about 3 years, she seen me looking at video games and we go out and, you know, she finally was like, you know what, you can play if you want to.
I gave him a quarter, yeah.
But by then, I was like, you know what, I don't need the games no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I just gave them up. So she set a boundary, and I consciously worked at it. I gave it a conscious effort, and that's all the relationship needs.
We found some compromise.
We did find
because
some compromise.
Instead of always going out and you hitting the arcades up or
mm-hmm.
hitting the video games up at the movie theater
mm-hmm.
or at the carnivals or wherever we would go, we just bought a PlayStation.
Yeah, we did. We did invest in a PlayStation.
So you wanted to play games. You was playing games at home
mm-hmm.
with me. I played games with
you.
You know, you got our daughter into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when it was too much games going on in the home, then I'd let you know, like, hey, Chris, up at the me time.
Yeah, take the trash out. I got you.
Yeah.
I got you.
All right. What about number four, Chris?
Learn how to fight and forgive. You know, one thing that we've yet to do is let our daughter hear us argue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we have any issue, we wait till she goes to bed, we save up all that boiled up energy, and we discuss it before we go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk civilized with each other. You know, sometimes when you're in a so-called argument, you want to win. You want your point to get across so bad that you neglect your mate's feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you can't do. You always have to conduct yourself with love. And to this day, we don't, you know, if there's an issue, we talk it out. There have been times when we were in our early 20s where we didn't learn this shit.
Nah.
And things got a little heated. A couple doors got ripped off. The Hulk and me came out.
Yeah.
the dragon and you bugged me a little bit. I was singed. I was missing an eyebrow for about 3 months. So.
Sorry.
Yeah, so we learned. We learned. But some of the keys, not involving others. Don't tell people your business, people.
Mm-hmm.
You tell your mama, yeah, Nikki did this, Nikki did that. 4 months later, you feeling good. Your mama's still thinking, Nikki did that to my baby,
mm-hmm.
and vice versa. So we keep
mm-hmm.
everybody out of business.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the world knows, we're the epitome of love. And we are. But whenever anything arises, we keep it in-house, in our bubble. There's no need to spread negativity out there like that.
Well, I will say that there are times, though, you know, maybe this is a woman thing. You know, I'm always coming in on the woman's perspective.
Mm.
But, you know, sometimes we just got to vent. Sometimes we got to get it off our chest. We got to talk about it. We got to get it out. And that's fine. If you got a close friend, a sister, or someone that you can just confide in, you know, go ahead, get it off your chest. You know, and then let it go.
Mm.
You know, it happened. It's over with. There's nothing you can do that can take away that moment that already happened.
I used to have an issue with, like, forgiving and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day me and my wife was discussing some things, and I was one to always bring up the past. And she was like, she just looked me in my eye and told me, like, if you always pull up that past card, we'll never grow. And that sat with me like, wow. So going forward, if anything happened, whatever in the past is in the past. We moving forward. And a lot of people get stuck in that past,
mm-hmm.
and they never forgive their mate. And if you can't forgive your mate for whatever it is they've done,
mm-hmm.
let them go. Let them be happy. You be happy. But if you can forgive, don't forget, but just forgive and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Learn.
Another thing is a lot of times when we're mad,
mm.
we're usually mad over the silliest thing.
Who didn't fill up the ice tray?
Oh, my goodness.
You took all the ketchup this time? Simple things. Don't kiss me without brushing your teeth.
That's
good. Yeah. That was like a first thing in the morning. Let me get that tongue, babe. I'm joking.
Oh, goodness.
No time for me.
No time. But, yeah, we tend to argue about things that aren't even important. And usually when you calm down and you thought about it and it's over with, you have time to reflect and you're like, man, I blew up and, you know, did this and said that and, you know, was feeling this way because
mm-hmm.
of, you know, some stupid stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that, you know, there are things that you shouldn't be mad about. If someone's cheating, yeah, you should be mad.
Yeah.
You know, someone's beating you,
mm.
leave. Be
yeah.
mad and leave.
Yeah.
You know, if someone's stealing from you or
mm-hmm.
something like that, yeah, you deserve to be mad.
Mm-hmm.
But you just want to remember that mad is just an emotion.
It's a choice.
You can choose to be mad. You can choose to simmer in it. Or you can choose to pick yourself up and move on. Just like that. All right. Man, that's a good one.
That was a good one.
Another thing I want to say on that is don't hold grudges.
Mm.
I think you touched on that already.
I think I did. But
yeah, don't hold grudges.
That's a jewel.
Ugh. Okay. Well, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so number five. You want to think of your partner first.
Oh.
This was a really big lesson for me. I grew up almost like an only child. I had two older sisters, but they were 11 and 9 years older than me, so they were moved out before, when I started going through all my little teenage adolescent drama and everything. But it always felt like I was the only child, pretty much. So I never had to worry about looking out for anyone else or how anyone else felt. I was just all about taking care of me. And when Chris and I got together, I would do things, not thinking about how it affected him, but, you know, just because it was something that I wanted to do. And he brought it to my attention one day, and it was just this simple question that made me think. And it was, how would you feel if I did that to you? And just like, you know, a light switch getting cut on. I was like, whoa, well, I wouldn't like it. Now you impose it that way. I wouldn't want you doing that to me. I understand why you're upset now. Mm-hmm. You know, so that was a real big one for me. So before I do anything, you know, I think about how is it going to affect him.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's going to affect him, it's going to affect me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to affect our relationship and what we build together. And so, then I think about, is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing that's worth losing him. So, you know, that's just something I always throw up, you know, before I do anything, before I make any kind of judgment call or think about how something might look or, you know, it's like, oh, no,
mm-hmm.
could you might think if you saw it, you know,
mm-hmm.
I, you know, was talking to some dude or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just something crazy, but. So, that was a big one for me. You got anything to weigh in on that one?
Yeah, man. Think of your partner first, man. Just express gratitude and thanks. I mean, something may just be as routine as Divine washing my clothes. I always say, you know what, babe? I appreciate you for washing my clothes. Thanks for hanging my clothes up, babe. I look at Ben and I hug her. I let her know I love her every day. I always try to put her first, you know, when it comes to cooking or whomever's cooking. If my plate looks delicious, I'm like, you know what? I want to give that plate to her because that looks good. She'll be like, you know what, babe? You deserve the biggest piece of chicken. So we go back and forth like, you know, okay, I'll take it. No, I'll take it. Okay, well, you know, well, how about we just share it? You know what I mean? So it's crazy, right? It's just so crazy. And I find pleasure in pleasing my woman, and she finds pleasure in pleasing me.
Yeah.
So it's like it's reciprocated.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I hug her tight, she hugs me tight. If I kiss her, she kisses me. Everything is reciprocated.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, in some relationships, that isn't the case.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure, but that may work for you. These are just tips to help us make 22 years successfully and happy, and we feel good together.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mirror image. If she does something for me, I try to do it a little better for her. And that goes across every area in the relationship. So, yeah, just expressing gratitude and finding pleasure in pleasing your mate, man. That right there is real good.
Mm-hmm.
There's something really rewarding when you do something selfless and it makes someone else feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than money because they'll never forget it.
That's true. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, very true. Woo! All right.
And
you remember why?
Well, I'll go ahead and kick off. I'll go ahead and start the next one.
Good.
Have a shared and separate interest. That right there is the biggest jewel. You can't do everything together. We do about 75% of the things together.
We probably do more stuff together than
most couples do.
Most
couples do.
But, you know, I don't know. We're different.
Yeah, I'm like.
We're
the same but different. I like to always be gone. Every day I'm out the house, I'm gone. I'm doing something. Boy, I got five on it. But Divine, you know, she likes to stay in the house, read, and work on spiritual stuff. And now she's spirit 100% of the day. I'm like, baby, it's 1 a.m. You don't leave that spirit alone? But we have separate interests. I love martial arts. I love to get, it's just something about banging with somebody that just, I get tongue twisted because I get so excited. Divine hates it. But she know I love it so much. She you know, she's cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have separate interests. That you got anything to say about that, babe?
I would say another thing is, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with spending time alone.
Mm-mm.
You know, like you said, we can't do everything together. I'm the type of person, we can be in the house together. And Chris will be in the living room. I will go in the bedroom and shut the door and lock it so I can have my alone time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like having some alone time, probably a little more than, you know, average.
The average
human.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. But, you know, that's me. And
mm-hmm.
I think that's important. You know, I think that had you not known that about me in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
you know, it probably would have drove you nuts.
Yeah.
But you knew from the very beginning,
yeah.
you know, that I'm not big on crowds. I'm not
mm-hmm.
big on being around a lot of people. I love people, but
mm-hmm.
I just get drained.
Yeah.
So I kind of just need some alone time.
I think that another thing is having a date night.
Ooh.
We have like 6 date nights a week. Because once
it's
been
older, yeah. My daughter's older.
You know, when she was young, we probably had like 1 date night. Well, a date 30 minutes, something like that. The devil would always just come anus first right between us.
Yeah.
But date night is important.
Date night.
You know, I cut my phone off, and, you know, we just go out for a good dinner. We talk, and we enjoy each other's presence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we share each other's food. You'd think we were some newlyweds we were out. But, you know, love never gets old. People let it get old.
Mm-hmm.
But love should be a constant in your life.
Mm-hmm.
There should never be a time where you're like, oh, my God, I'm just so tired of it. You should, if you feel that way, do something to make your mate feel good, and a smile on their face will charge you up to continue doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Yes.
Hit that next one, baby.
All right. So next is be honest. So this is always hard because, you know, when you first meet somebody, you don't want them to know about all the, you know, the crazy you've done in the past. Or the crazy
you want them to know that.
Yeah, you know, a lot of that stuff. I think that when you date somebody, there should be like a grace period where, you know, you're in that getting to know each other phase and everything's going fine and, you know, all this kind of stuff. You're letting out certain things out the bag, but not everything. But then, you know, once that grace period is over with, you need to let that person know what they're getting involved with, you know. If you do have 3 toes, that's something I would want to know up front. That's just me.
You wouldn't bother me. Love sucking.
Okay.
I was just joking. Jeez.
So, I think that, you know, you should just speak up, be up front, you know. And here's a big thing. Don't ever hold a lie onto that someone else can expose over you. Because it's one thing if you lie to me and, you know, and then you come and tell me, like, hey, babe, you know, I wasn't really honest on this particular thing. I might be a little salty or a little upset, but, you know, I can't fault you. I would look at it like, you know what, it was awfully brave of you to tell me something like that. And you must respect and love me to share that with me. So I'm not going to hold it against you. But someone else comes to me and tells me, hey, did you know Chris only had 3 toes? I'd be like, what?
That's why I keep that voice up.
You are nuts.
It's true, you know. Yeah, some 7 toters out there.
Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Sam.
But yeah, you know, be honest with yourself, be honest with your mate. You know, I'm not saying expose everything at first because, you know, like I said, you don't want to scare people off.
Yeah.
You don't want to, you know, you kind of want to let them build up to what they're going to expect.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, don't hold on to it forever. You got to let it go.
You got to let it go.
And if that person loves you, they will accept it.
They may leave.
And if they leave, then that was the universe doing you a favor.
I heard in a rap song, man, there's always some jewels in some of these rap songs.
Okay.
But they was like, I think Jay-Z said it. He was like, if they leave and come back, you know they're yours. I was like, man, that's deep. That's deep. But, you know, the next one. The next one, number 8, bring out the best in each other. Help your partner find your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Build each other up with compliments.
Mm-hmm.
Invite growth in each other.
Mm-hmm.
We do that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be like, babe, you know you're smarter than him. Why don't you do this? He'd be like, babe, you know you're better than him. Be the one you was destined to be.
Lead him.
Charge him. That's S.L.E. Myers always told me. Charge him.
Inside joke. Yeah, but that's a very important one. You know, you always want to build your spouse up because that's part of your team.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And your team is only as good as your weakest player.
Boom.
So if one of you is lacking or one of you is slacking, if one of you just isn't doing what your potential is, you're not meeting your potential,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna call you out on it.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my team to look bad.
Right.
We're supposed to look good at all times.
All times.
You know, so.
You should never down talk your mate.
Never.
Always bring them up. It makes
always.
You look stupid when you're talking bad about the number one player on your team.
Exactly.
Charge your mate up. Charge him up.
Even if I feel like you're not the greatest.
I'm never
going to let anyone else know that.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
I'm selling a package here.
Right.
You know? I mean, not to say that you're not, because I do think you're great.
I am great.
You are great.
I feel it.
You are.
As soon as I could talk, I was like, I'm great.
You know what I mean?
I've always felt better than most. I'm just saying. My mama got some good genes.
My mama does?
Your mama got some great genes. But my mama's genes are spitted. I
just say about my mama.
Your mama, man. I love your mama. Your mama, my mama now. Look at this next one, man. We're doing it right now.
All right. The next one is, and this is so important.
This should have been number one, I think.
It probably should have been
number
one. Number
nine should have been number one to me.
All right. Number nine. Have fun.
Wow.
Laugh.
Mm.
Be best friends.
Do things you would never do, like kiss, cuddle, foreplay, all of that good stuff. Just have fun with
mm-hmm.
it. No matter what it is. We be out in public. It's a crowd of people walking around. And I might just smack my wife's tush.
Yeah, that's our little thing.
That's our little thing. Like, people are like, dang.
We try to do it in the most
awkward times. And it just stays with me all day. And I try to convey that to others. There's something about someone mean cracking a smile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's nothing more rewarding than someone you know just can't stand your loving, goody self. And you make them feel good for a moment.
Yeah.
There's nothing more rewarding than that. I did that last week to someone. Now they won't leave me alone. That's like, oh, I'm the funny guy. Everybody else has to be mean, but I can be fun around me. I'm like, man. So it's work, but have fun with your mate, man.
Yeah.
Have fun with your mate. Tickle your mate. Act like you're kids again. That's what I do all day.
I tickle Chris all the time.
I can't stand it.
But I love it.
It makes you feel good, so I allow it.
Aw. Mm. So this is something that you got me to do, and that was, you know, just to step outside of my bubble and try new things, and, you know, things that I normally would have, you know, turned my nose up about, or, you know, before I got in writing, y'all, I was a little bit of a snob. I ain't gonna lie.
You was like bougie.
I was.
You were bougie.
I'm not anymore.
Not at all.
I'm not anymore.
Our
first date, matter of fact. Not our first date, but one of our earlier dates.
Which one? We went out to eat?
No, you took me bowling.
Oh, okay.
And I had never really been bowling before, and I didn't know how to dress or anything for bowling,
so
I was kind of.
I remember what you had on. You had on a black suede mini skirt. And you had that Tony, It Never Rains instead of California silk shirt on. And I was like, I'm in some jeans and a ring, like, whatever. And she come in a spot, I'm like, man.
I don't know.
You look good, though.
Well, see, I had a plan.
Mm.
I thought that, because I didn't want to go bowling, so I thought, well, if I dress like I can't bowl, then, you know, child, and maybe he'll want to change his mind. We can do something that I want to do.
You didn't know I was the forcer yet.
Yeah,
so I'll force you.
No, you are. You force people to do everything. But that was a good thing I love bowling now.
Who would have known you
were
so good?
And I've never tried it, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm like the stuff, man.
You are the CC's in bowling in a good way. In a good way.
But had I not, let you expose me to that and try something new or step out of my bubble or whatever, I still would have been acting, snobby towards bowling and everything. And now I love bowling, and I dress appropriately for it.
Now you do.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Lesson learned. Oh. All right, so number 10. This one's also... number 10 should have been number one.
Number 10 should have been the header.
Yeah.
This should have been the header.
Yeah.
Love yourself.
Love yourself.
Let me say it again.
Say it again.
Love.
Love.
Yourself.
Myself.
Love.
Love.
Yourself.
Self.
If there's no one to love you, if no one's titillating your titillating stuff, love yourself. It's nothing. That's what you're here for. To love yourself.
Exactly.
Until that's one of the most common mistakes people make when they're trying to find a mate. They don't even love themselves,
mm-hmm.
but yet they want to find someone to make them feel good.
Yeah.
You want to attract whoever you are at that place and time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we recently had a friend, and they asked me like, "Man, what can I do to find love?"
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I told them. Love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you love yourself, like, oh, it's so good. Oh, my God,
mm-hmm.
I got the good stuff. People will pick up on that.
And it's true because I'm not going to say her name, but in the beginning.
Another one of our friends.
Yeah, she would, follow us. Not follow us, but, on Facebook. Just follow us on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And, we would share pictures of, our date nights or whatever we're doing. And she would tell us, like, man, I want to experience love the way you guys do. I want someone to love me like you guys do. And same thing. She put out this energy of what she wanted, and she worked towards that goal. But what I noticed with her was one of the things that she was doing was she was taking pictures of herself.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yeah, I'm looking good today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm treating myself to this. I'm doing this.
Yeah.
I'm doing that. And... what happened? What? A few months later?
Banging dude.
Got her dude.
Fucking brother. I'm
And she is so happy now.
Yeah,
and I'm happy
together.
For her. They do
I just feel the love.
I feel the love.
There's something about another couple that just drives me just bonkers. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love when people
mm-hmm.
love each other.
Me too.
I mean, that's just... I get so much love. I want other people to get some, too, because it's so rewarding. And like I tell a lot of people, it gets better over time, folks. After the first 10, 15 years, that's when it gets sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a plantain. When you first get it, it's bitter as I don't know what. But once that thing get all mushy and black, then you cut into it, it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
And, you got to, like you said, you got to love yourself, but you also have to recognize what is best for you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you deserve? What do you want? Evaluate yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Is it something you don't like about yourself? Because if it's something you don't like about yourself, other people are seeing it also.
Mm-hmm.
You want to really, 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 that's probably the most important one is love yourself.
You know, I heard the master once say something. I was listening to one of his shows online,
mm-hmm.
and it was this lady, and she was like a serial dater, serial relationshiper. She would jump from relationship to relationship. And what the master told her is, like you wash your body, you have to wash your spirit. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
after you get out of a relationship, you have to wash yourself clean and rebuild yourself. Because once you get out of a bad relationship, you're no longer the person you were when you first got into it.
That's true.
So sometimes you got to heal before you go out and try to find someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the jewels I would just like to share with you guys. Expect nothing less than what you deserve.
Yeah.
Expect nothing less than what you deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people be like, ain't that many good guys out there, good women out there, just settle. Never settle.
Never settle.
Never settle. If you think you want a 6'2" dude, And a guy 5'8" come around ain't what you like. Now, if that 5'8" guy treats you right, you might have to, like, compromise now.
Let me say never settle. I don't mean, like, on the physical attraction and stuff like that. But let's say you want someone that, you know, you can build a family with.
Mm-hmm.
And you meet a guy and he's great and everything is cool, but he don't want kids.
Mm-hmm.
He don't want to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Then he's not the one for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can try to wait and game and see if you can change his mind and all that
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff. But what if, in the meantime, you're missing out on the one?
People become the one when they lose you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to do, I ain't never getting married. You know what, Jimbo? Well, not Jimbo, whatever, because that's my cousin. Man, he's a one hell of a fine young man. I love my little cousin. I'm going
to
just say,
shout out to
Ball. My mama got 27 brothers and sisters, so I can't say your name because the name's been used.
Let's say Wally. There you go.
I forgot where I was going, babe. I don't know how I was going down. There you go.
So one of the things that we get asked a lot, is the difference between what's a twin flame and what's a soulmate. So, Chris,
this is a good one.
That.
You know, again, this is just my enlightened perspective on it. For me, I look at a soulmate as someone that you're spending time with. A soulmate could be a friend. It doesn't always have to be a lover. It could be a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
It's someone that you just get along with so well that you just feel drawn to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And a twin flame is similar, but I believe a twin flame is one soul split in two that found each other again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was talking, my daughter asked me and Divine the same question the other day. We were eating dinner last Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and she asked her what's the difference between a soulmate and a twin flame. And she came up with something pretty deep. She was like, man, well, I think I'm a third flame then because I left the heck out of y'all. And, you know, we was like, wow, what if our souls split up in three?
Mm-hmm.
What if we're a three flame?
What if we're a
tri-flame? Oh, that's better. I like a tri-flame. You're trying to flame.
Ooh.
Twin flame. Man, Jules.
Hence the name of the show, Twin Flame Radio.
Right.
We've had a lot of people after they meet us go like, oh my gosh, you guys are twin flames, you know, and
you're just as cool in person as you are online.
Oh,
thank you. I accept.
That has nothing to do with being a twin flame.
It doesn't. I want to say it. Let them know. My fault, man. Go ahead. Proceed.
You made me lose my train of thought. But, yeah, I think that, you know, when me and Chris first met, like, in my family, I was the silly one. I was the one that was always, you know, just doing whatever, whenever, however. And Chris was that person in his family.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we came together and, you know, he got to know my family, my family would always say, like, man, you guys are so silly. You're meant for each other. You guys are just alike. Or they would say, I thought Nikki was silly. Now, you know, oh, Chris, oh, my goodness. And, you know, and then after, you know, our spiritual master, S.I. Lee Myers, and some close people in our spiritual family, shout out to the spiritual family.
Shout out to the spiritual family right now. Family, baby.
Shout out to Ali Myers.
Mm.
Shout out to my sister, Sansaray Scott.
Mm.
Shout out to Juice Myers.
Mm. Not a physical Myers.
I don't have a juicy sound. Oh, I'm going to have to get juicy.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that.
Okay. Shout out to Mo Square.
Mo Square, big bro.
That's everybody. McKenta.
Man, that's right McKenta. There. That's the original Natty Metaphysical Wu-Tang, Super Friends, click. We all got a power, and when we get together, we just step in. We synchronize walks, synchronize talks. We something to deal with.
Shout out to the Soul Girl Retreaters.
Oh, Shout out to the Soul Glow fam. Shout out to the Subcon fam.
Shout out to the Subcon fam.
Shout out to Magical Henson Singh.
Shout out to the Magical fam.
Shout out to the Master Dr. Mitchell Gibson and his queen, Achara.
Shout out.
Man, I just want to give props to those people because those people that we've just named changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone had an intricate part in making me who I am today,
mm-hmm.
and I love them all. I just want to shout out to you guys.
Much love.
Much love and gratitude,
love
man.
We took a class with Ollie Myers. And it
A couple classes. The numerology was the fucking Tahuti knew me? Tahuti knew me?
Mm-hmm.
Will change your life.
Mm-hmm.
My fault, babe.
Well, one of the last class, the latest class that we took, because it's not the last, but the latest class that we took was the spiritual business class.
Oh.
And it was because of that class that we knew we had to go ahead and move forward with this radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell y'all how the spirit works now. So we wanted to do this show, what was it, back in May?
April, May, something like that.
And when I tried to set it up with Blog Talk, it wouldn't work with our bank.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, no, we don't work with your bank. Who y'all? Do something else? I don't know. So we were going to do a podcast, but Chris was like, you know, I want to talk to people, babe. You know,
mm-hmm.
I want to hear that. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, you know what? Let me try this Blog Talk again. And out of the blue, after we finished the workshop, it started working. Same bank and everything, y'all, started working.
Man, that spiritual business class, if you haven't heard of it or haven't taken it, just look up. Just go to AL9.com, AL9shop.com, because this spiritual development, no, excuse me, the spiritual business class, it's legendary. No one heard about it. It just, it changed my life. It gave me the, just imagine someone just laying a blueprint of success out at your feet and telling you to just start walking. And that's what that course has done for me.
Oh, we forgot somebody.
Who we forget?
We forgot Swim Copy.
Oh, my goodness. Hold the show. Swim Copy. Man.
Swim Copy!
This beautiful soul, man. I can't even... I don't know where to start. Just the motivation, you know, just the leading by example, just the faith in us,
mm-hmm.
you know. When certain people who are on a certain plateau or tier see stuff in you that you don't even see in yourself and they make it apparent to you
mm-hmm.
and they give you like, hey, do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You do it now.
That's right.
You do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much what Swim and Ollie did to us. Do it now. Don't wait. Don't worry. Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're doing. This is just the first step. People, this radio show, as long as you guys stay with us, we're going to keep loving y'all.
Man,
I'm just excited, man. The first show I'm excited, the last show will be like this.
I think you're going to be excited on every show.
Every show.
Speaking of shows.
Mm-hmm.
So, you think we should tell the family what we're planning for next week?
I think that's
next week's going to be a banger.
Next week is going to be a phalanges on the eye stretch. It's an eye opener. Until it burns.
It burns.
Mm.
So the whole goal of Twin Flame Radio is that, you know, people who know us know that we're really strong in our spiritual game. You know, we consider ourselves to be enlightened. Our religion, if you want to call it that, I choose not to, but if you want to call it that, is we're all about peace, love, and light.
That's our Trinity.
That's our Trinity.
Peace, love, and light.
You know, so, you know, and everything that we talk about, spirit gets thrown in some kind of way, because
mm-hmm.
spirit is spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we realize not everybody is on that game or on that level or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided we're just going to open it up to a wide spectrum of just different topics.
Sometimes you got to meet people where they are.
Yes.
You can't expect everyone to be as enlightened or even more enlightened than you. You got to meet people where you are. And that's like a lost art, meeting people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
There's no right or wrong. If that's what they believe in at the time, all right, we can still build a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't eat pork, you might make some tasty beans. You know what I mean? So you always got to find some. That's one gift that was bestowed on me when I was born. I've always been able to find people where they are and build from there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One of your many gifts.
Many.
Yeah. So, you know, today we did this the topic on relationships because we wanted our first show to be something that we feel like we kind of we have mastered in life.
Authority.
We're authority. Yeah.
Lock you up on this love.
Right. But, you know, in no way do we claim to be spiritual masters or teachers or anything like that. You know, we're learning just the same as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole platform for this radio show is that so that we can talk about a wide spectrum of different topics and just give feedback and build on it with an enlightening view.
Mm-hmm.
So one day we might be talking about relationships and we might be talking about you know, men and their fear of commitment or
Trump or back rubs. That's lacking in relationships. People don't know. Sometimes they might like it soft. You might want someone kind of hard. I think that's a good topic.
Okay. Ranging up to things such as, you know, getting an altar up.
Oh, yeah.
Meditation.
Mm.
Numerology. Chris and I are both certified numerologists, so we'll be definitely doing some numerology reading shows and stuff like that, because, you know, I love numbers.
Giving away gifts?
We're going to be giving away gifts.
They love free stuff.
Yeah, they do. They do.
I'm giving out hoods next week.
Nobody
want a hood. Man, my hood. You gave me my hood. Man. You married me through my hood.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Strong brother.
But anyway,
yeah.
So next week's show, we're going to be going in on symptoms to spiritual awakening.
Symptoms of spiritual awakening.
Mm.
We were lucky we had a lot of good experience guidance.
Oh, yeah.
And unfortunately, not everyone has that.
Mm-hmm.
So going forward, I'm willing to be, man, if I can be a beacon of light, if I can share anything about my enlightened journey to you and that may help you, please reach out to me, message me on Facebook under Chris Enlightened. My queen can be found under V-I-N, queen,
yeah.
E.
Yeah, there you go.
You say your own stuff.
You say my name.
I'm Divine.
So I'm on Facebook as Divine, D-V-I-N-E, Queen. And if you are in any way interested in learning more about the Enlightenment path and how to get into it or just got questions or, you know, you just know you don't want to know what's going on, a great group to learn and get your start from would be the Subconscious Community on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Look that up. That's a jewel right there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not a member of the Subcom, you're not winning.
Yep. Looks like we got a question. We got a couple minutes left, so we could probably get that in.
Okay. Looks like caller from the 713-497. You're on.
Peace, family. It's Adrian.
Oh.
Hey,
hey, that's what
I
said. How we sounding out there?
Hey, you sounding good, man, from start to finish, man. And I had my hand up at first, and I wanted to wait till the end to just, you know, congratulate y'all on y'all first show. I remember y'all sitting on the swing on the balcony at the retreat telling me about this show idea. And, man, it just warmed my heart, man. When y'all said y'all was starting, I was like, yes, I get to see this come to fruition, man. So I'm going to continue listening. I love y'all. Love what y'all doing. It's so inspiring. Keep doing it because, you know, people out there watching and listening to what y'all doing, and I know y'all have a lot of positive things and a lot of positive messages to spread. So I'm just excited and eager to be a part of y'all radio show and family and everything.
Well, appreciate that,
appreciate
sis.
That.
If we didn't have 30 seconds left, I would just love to talk to you more, sis. But next week, we're going to get
it
popping.
I'm going to be here, man. I just wanted to, you know, put my blessings on the first one.
That's
oh,
what's
man,
up.
That's
I
what's
hope
up.
I see
I
y'all soon, man.
Oh, it's going
definitely
down.
Definitely, man.
Well, we got
peace
30,
love,
really
family.
30 seconds off. Much love.
Much love, sis. Peace and love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Peace and love. See y'all next week.
Peace. Well, we got one more call at the 864-356. We got 13 seconds left.
13 seconds. This is Omaria, High Divine Queen, and Chris and Mike. Congratulations.
He's a legend.
I received it. Thank you, guys. Congratulations. I'm so proud of y'all.
Oh, you know, it's all good. Since you called in, you can talk as long as you want, so it's all good.
Oh, my goodness. I love y'all, man.
Exactly.
I'm just so happy and proud of y'all, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Much love, sis.
Much love, sis. Thanks for calling in.
Sorry, that's my baby, but y'all have a good evening.
I love the kids. Peace, baby. Well, you have a good one, sis. Uh-oh, you broke up on me a little bit.
Okay, it cut off. All right, so if you're listening live, you probably can't hear us anymore, but if you're in the chat line, you can still hear us. And it looks like everybody started raising their hand towards the end.
Call us from the 912-346. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Oh, how you doing?
I'm great.
Who we have? Where are you from?
I am calling from Georgia.
What's going on, sis?
Uh-oh, stomping ground.
Man, ATL, that's what's up. That's where we used to live. Where are you from in Georgia, if you mind me asking?
I am originally from Bromford, Georgia, but I go to school in Savannah, Georgia.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, thanks for calling and supporting, sis.
You're welcome. I have a quick question. I noticed y'all was talking about twin flame and how you work together. Is it a matter of how you meet people when you meet your spouse?
You know what? That's a good question. Me personally, I don't care where you meet your twin flame. It's as if when you meet them, they're going to seem real familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to ask yourself, like, man, it's going to be to the point where do I know this person from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I first met my wife, I was going to McDonald's getting 2 for $2 after school. And my friend knew her. When I locked eyes with her, you know, I had seen her around school, but when I locked eyes with her and we started conversating, that's when I knew. I was like, man, I was in love at first conversation, but I was trying to play it cool. But until I seen her again, she was constantly on my mind. Not in a butterfly way, but just like, man, I need, not I want, I needed to see her again, to talk to her again.
Mm-hmm.
It was an overwhelming feeling. Not a butterfly like, I love her. Like, it was just something I need. It was a priority for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter where you meet them. I've heard people fall in love online, restaurants, drive-through windows. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you meet them.
Okay, you kind of answered one of my questions. Is there anything wrong with online dating?
Not at all. Mm-mm. Not at all. I believe that you make a pact with your twin flame to find each other when you come into this reality. And either you find them early on in life, or in most cases, you find them later on in life. So, yeah, it doesn't matter where you find them.
No,
online,
there's not anything wrong with online. I think that, you know, as long as you're being safe and, you know, you're being, you know, you got to be a little guarded online because you just don't know who's out there. But, you know, as long as you're putting your safety in, you're putting yourself first.
I know personally 3 people that met online, and they've been married for at least 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Because the one good thing about dating online is you develop a friendship. You converse. You talk with each other. You learn things about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you're not getting catfished, I think you're good.
Mm-hmm.
But again,
what
any question
exactly
you have,
is, what is
what exactly
catfish?
Oh, catfish is when someone, let's say you find someone online and he looks like Tyson Bedford. He's emailing you, telling you all this stuff. But when you meet them, he looks like Webster. That's being catfished. You know what I mean?
Yeah, when they're misleading you about who they are or what they have or what they do.
He got one eye and one tooth and one leg and one arm. That's being catfished.
Mm-hmm.
They're lying to you.
Because I've always been told, oh, meeting people online is dangerous. But like I've been trying to tell everybody, it's according to how you do